The first Sunday of Lent's Gospel tells us of Jesus in the wilderness. To derail him from his mission, the devil tempts Jesus with power and relevance. This is a bit like how we get tempted and sidetracked today. I mean, ever found yourself aimlessly scrolling through social media, making an impulse buy, diverted from your original purpose by clever algorithms? These platforms are designed to keep us engaged, often making us crave power, validation, and relevance through likes and shares and instant gratification. It's a modern twist on temptation, with digital distractions diverting our focus and confusing us about what's important. We're pulled away from our goals, our mission, much like the temptations Jesus faced in the wilderness.
Hi, I'm Francis, and I serve as IT integration developer in the Archdiocesan Services Enterprise Architecture Team. I've also recently begun my journey in diaconate formation within the Archdiocese. The question, what are my barriers to entering a spiritual life, is particularly relevant today given the many distractions we encounter, often disguised as productivity. Whether it's mindlessly scrolling through social media, mindfully consuming the alarming news of the day, or being absorbed in trivial matters, I've found these distractions can subtly pull me away from what truly matters. I take great comfort in knowing that Jesus himself faced temptations and distractions. In his time in the wilderness, he was tempted with power and validation, things we also wrestle with today. By reflecting on his example, I am reminded to turn to him for help, knowing that his strength is greater than any distraction I face. Staying focused requires constant renewal of our why, the reason we were called to the mission in the first place. When I reconnect with that purpose, I am able to see through distractions and regain clarity and direction. I've also learned that setting aside moments throughout the day for reflection and prayer helps me stay centered and committed. It's in those quiet moments that I'm reminded of a simple but profound spiritual principle, poco y poco, little by little. When the magnitude of the mission feels overwhelming, I remember that I only need to be present and focused, one moment and one task at a time.